Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1582. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, it's Christmas Eve for those that celebrate. I hope you're enjoying the holidays, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, if you want to know more about me and my background and my credentials and why I call myself Dr. Neil, definitely check out the first Q&A episode of this month. That's where I go into more details about all of that. But for now, I'm going to spare you from all of that, and we're going to get right to today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Lisa writes, "Could you please give advice about the healthy ways to gain weight? What foods are good to eat? So many healthy foods like vegetables are low in calories. Are several small meals a day better than 3 big meals? And is there truth to the idea that a person's stomach shrinks over time if they are eating small quantities of food? There's so much advice about how to lose weight, but for some people, gaining weight is very difficult. Thanks so much." Thank you, Lisa, for taking the time to send me your question. You're right, I do spend a lot of time talking about weight loss as opposed to weight gain, but it's only because in my experience, I found that most struggle with losing weight rather than gaining. Now, to gain weight, the traditional math formula we use for weight loss and weight maintenance applies here. When we talk about weight loss, we say someone needs to burn more calories than they take in. If we want to gain weight, that means we need to take in more calories than we burn. Now, Lisa, you asked about whether 3 big meals each day or several small meals would work. Well, it really depends. If at the end of most days, we end up consuming more calories than we're burning, we'll eventually gain weight. That could be accomplished through 3 big meals, or several small meals, or any number of ways, so long as there are more calories being consumed than burned. Now, I do have to include some words of caution when it comes to weight gain. I'll explain. First, if after increasing calorie intake over time, weight gain isn't happening, it would be important to talk to your healthcare provider. This is because certain underlying conditions can cause this, like thyroid disease and even diabetes. Something else. There's a theory with regards to weight management called the set point theory. It goes something like this. Imagine your body has its own internal thermostat. Instead of this thermostat controlling your body temperature, it controls body weight. Now, this body weight thermostat has a special built-in mechanism. Once you've set the thermostat to a certain body weight, you can never go back and set it for less than that. So, let's say someone wants to gain weight and sets a goal weight of 150 pounds. The set point theory would say that, okay, Once you reach that body weight, you won't be able to move that thermostat any lower. It can go up, but you can never go under 150 pounds. So let's say this person achieves this goal weight of 150 pounds, but then later on, they want to cut their weight down a bit. The set point theory would say, we can't set the body weight thermostat any lower. We're set to 150 pounds. So if sometime in the future, they want to get below 150 pounds, their body will always try to fight to get back to 150 pounds because that's the body's new set point. Now, I realize that this is just a theory. And in the words of the oh-so-wise Joey Tribbiani from the television show Friends, whoa, that was just a theory. A lot of theories didn't pan out. Lone gunman, communism, geometry. Also, I should mention something about our bodies and its love for storing fat. What's interesting about fat cells is that once we have them, we can never really get rid of them. They can get smaller, but we can never really reduce the actual number of fat cells in the body. This relates to the set point theory I just mentioned. So, if the weight we end up gaining is fat and not muscle, let's say, we now have created more fat cells. So, if and when it comes time to try and cut our weight and reduce body fat someday in the future, we'll never be able to get rid of those fat cells now that we have them. We can only shrink them. But that means they still exist, and they just may lay in waiting for the next time we consume too many calories, starving and eager to gather up those calories so they can plump up again. Then there's the behavior side of things. If we force ourselves to eat and continue this behavior for long enough, we may intentionally develop a new, not so desirable habit, like eating when we really don't need to. Now this brings me to whether the stomach actually shrinks when we consume food. No. This does not actually happen. Instead, that early feeling of satiety we might experience when consuming less food over time is really due to changes in the sensitivity of the satiety receptors in the stomach. Now, Lisa, after all of this, I shouldn't leave you hanging. I should actually mention some foods that are nutrient and calorie dense and will therefore help with weight gain. The goal is to consume foods that contain lots of calories but are sources of healthy calories, especially healthy fats. Now, foods that naturally contain more fat will actually just have more calories in them. That's because fat has the most calories per gram when compared to any other nutrient. So, good options would be avocado, nuts, nut butters, seeds, and seed butters. If you can add those healthy foods to your meals and snacks, now, of course, we don't need to go overboard with these, but if you can add them in here and there throughout the day, it will easily increase the amount of calories you consume.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank you again so much for sending in your question, Lisa. Now, if you want to send me a question, remember, you can email one just like Lisa did to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, if you want to send one via audio, come by oldpodcast.com/ask to record from your computer. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Wishing you a very happy Christmas Eve if you're listening in real time and if you celebrate. And I'll see you here tomorrow on Christmas Day where your optimal life awaits.